Detective Soleil, I'm here and I'm about to speak with Pat. Reference the OIS in Ojai. It is July 5th, 2019 at about 15:45 hours. Hi, Pat. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming. To meet you. Thank you. I haven't even gone to the other call up here up the street.
Oh, okay. Good timing.
Yeah, let's just do this real quick. I don't think it'll take too much of your time. So, I have the spelling of your name. I got your number, your phone number, and what's your date of birth? And your address?
Ojai.
Okay. And what's the zip code there?
I don't have a clue.
Okay, that's all right.
We just moved there.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I took my wife camping in December, and I said, we're moving. 3 months later, we're living there.
Good for you. Okay, so tell me about what happened this morning, what you saw.
There was a truck in front of me and there was a truck behind me. There's not many cars on.
Okay.
About 5:30, 5:40.
Okay. And you were coming, you were going south to leave Ojai?
I was, yes. Okay. I was heading towards the 33.
Okay.
And in between Casita Springs and Oakview is that little canyon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple of houses, but it's really the canyon.
Right.
And I looked ahead. There's somebody in front of that guy's truck. He's got a red shirt on. And the truck, black truck, swerved. And then I was next. And he came and I swerved and I slowed up and he went, boom, we're scared to piss out of him.
Yeah. On your driver's window, just like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it sounded like a palm.
So you would have been going, if you were going southbound, was he in the northbound lanes? Was he in the middle of the road?
He was in the middle of the road.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no.
But you didn't see him at first because there was another vehicle there?
Yeah, I did see him in front of that.
You did?
And I said, holy shit, there's somebody. What is that?
Was he like right in the middle of the street?
Dead middle.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I swerved and he hit mine, he did the same thing that the truck behind me.
Okay.
And you know, my tendency, I just talked to my oldest daughter and I told her, I said, you know, she goes, Dad, I can't believe you didn't turn around. That's my nature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting old, you know? The guy would have killed me.
It's a good thing you didn't go back.
Oh.
I mean, you did the right thing. You called 911.
Yeah.
And you put out the description of the guy, right?
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do? Yeah.
He kicked my ass. Now, 20 years ago, I would have kicked his ass, but he had a crazed look.
Okay.
Okay? And he was tall and slender, long, dirty blonde hair, but he didn't look homeless.
Okay.
You know? But I knew he was crazy.
When you say a crazed look, describe it for me.
Bug eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was screaming at everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Like as the cars were passing by?
He was trying to stop us from passing.
Oh.
Yeah. He was crazed screaming.
What do you think he was trying to do?
I think he was either on drugs,
mm-hmm,
or he was mental. He wasn't on his pills.
Okay.
He was looking for somebody to kill him.
Okay. Is that what you felt like? You wanted like a car to hit him?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Definitely. The way he was going about it, if I hadn't swerved, I would have killed him.
Okay.
And same with the guy in front of me and the guy behind me.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly where you were on the 33.
Okay. Let's say you're leaving Ojai.
Yeah.
And you get into Oakview.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave Oakview to get into Casita Springs, there's this little windy area.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Over by kind of Old Creek Road, by
exactly.
That area?
Okay. Yeah, like if you were going to turn left, you'd go to Comfort Park, Park Comfort.
Okay.
Okay, which is the back way to get into downtown.
Okay, got it.
So it was
right in that area.
He was at a Casita Springs. He was on the uphill slope.
Okay.
Walking towards.
And you described that he was wearing a red shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember anything else that he was wearing?
No. I think he had khaki pants with long pants on.
Okay.
But I can't tell you.
But you remember the red shirt,
the long hair. And the crazed look in his eye. He was a white guy.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And so instead of turning around, I said, well, I'll call you guys.
Call 911?
Yeah. And, yeah, because I was shaking.
Yeah. Well, that startles you when somebody hits your window like
that.
Yeah. Whoever you are.
I don't want to run anybody over. How's the officer?
The officer's doing okay, yeah.
Okay.
He got a couple lumps, but he's doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy went after him.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously I can't really talk about what happened,
but
yeah.
The look in his eyes, he was going after somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And I've talked to several other people, like yourself, that were driving on the road that saw similar things.
Really?
But, yeah.
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 Breaks my heart for that guy's family and for the officer and his family.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible.
You know, I don't want to keep you too long. Do you have any other questions?
I was just trying to think if there was anything else, so... The other truck was in front of you, and it was a black truck.
Yeah, black
and
or dark.
And that truck swerved also
to
avoid
time.
Him.
Yeah.
Then you swerved. As you swerved, he hit your window.
Yeah.
Then he hit the next car behind you.
I don't know if he I don't think he hit that one.
But you looked in your rear view and you
saw. And I saw the guy swerve.
Another guy swerved.
Yeah, because I think he had a blue older Chevy truck, and I went to look at him like, but he had tinted windows, so I couldn't see him. And he passed by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But he was, he didn't have a beard or anything. He didn't look homeless. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But just that crazy in the eyes.
Okay.
I've seen it before.
You've seen it before?
I'm in the program, AA. I've seen plenty of it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's all I can say. But the guy that got shot probably had a red shirt on. It was pretty distinct.
Okay.
And it was a bright red shirt. Not a bad looking guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, when I drove by, I felt so bad for him. That, you know, I said, man, should I turn around? Because what if some lady's walking her dog?
Yeah.
You know?
You did the right thing by calling it in.
Yeah, I know.
Because that was a dangerous situation, and, you know, you don't want to put yourself in that situation with somebody that's got that crazed look in their eye. You know, what are they going to do? You know, they're going to, beat you up, take your truck.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
You know what's really sad? We moved out there and we love it out there. I raised my kids in Agora. And we move in, and a month after we move in, right down the street from my house, that guy was bludgeoned to death with a sledgehammer by his roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I bought a gun. I've shot a gun once in my life. I used to be able to protect my kids and my wife. I can't anymore. I got two pacemakers in.
Yeah.
I haven't even told my wife.
That you bought a gun?
Well, it's a 10-day period.
Right.
And I told the guy, I'll buy the gun from you, Red Seal Guns and Ammo in Ventura. Mm-hmm. I said, if you teach me how to use it. I said,
yeah, you need to have all the safety and everything.
Yeah, I took the safety test.
Oh, good.
And I barely passed it. But, you know, I live out in the middle of nowhere. It's so beautiful. We got goats. We got turkeys around our place. And my wife loves it. I love it. But I got to talk to her about the gun.
And you got to be aware of your surroundings. You got to be careful. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate you meeting with me. I do have to go to this other call down the road that I told you about.
Yeah. How long have you been a detective?
Detective? I've on and off. Total of about 10 years.
You're so young.
No, I'm not actually.
I've never met a good-looking detective, so this is a first.
Thank you. I'm actually not that young though.
Oh
I'm
my
close
God.
To retirement.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. But thank you. You
oh
made my,
my
day.
God, I can't believe it.
But
you're a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
right.
so much.
Well,
you take care.
Yeah, my prayers
be careful
with
out
the
there.
Officer and
thank
his
you.
Family.
Thank you.
You take care.